Imitation is cheap. It weakens your authentic voice. In this short episode, I guide you to find your distinctive mark. Welcome to my new 3-Minute Thoughts podcast series. As a sensitive cycle breaker, you have innate talents that support you in your own growth and transformation. There is a body part you feel most connected to, and expressing through this medium feels as easy as breathing. In your darkest and hardest times, you've turned to this medium, this innate talent or gift for expression and perhaps for answers to your problems. I'll name one for me that has been consistent since childhood. The body part that houses my personal magic is in my hands, and the method is writing. Whether that's journaling or poetry, writing fiction or blending it with art and ritual for self-expression, writing is the foundation of my daily self-connection and inner stability. Especially as a yoga sadhaka, journaling is an important way to connect to my Ishta Devata, the deity that is significant to my personal journey. Can you name the body part area that stands out to you that supports this innate talent or gift that you have, and what you can create from this that strengthens the connection you have to your authentic self, that strengthens your self-trust and gives you agency? What gives you power? Because your true power or Shakti is in fact your ability to express. No one and nothing can eliminate this aspect of you, this essence. It was when I began studying Jyotish or Vedic astrology that I was able to clearly see where I truly shined and what my strengths were, including which body part supported me. Connecting to my ancestral wisdom like Jyotish and yoga was the game changer in strengthening my inner roots and transforming the relationship I had with myself. So here's something to journal to identify where your innate power resides and to help you get back in touch with your true self. So get out your writing book and write down these questions that you can journal on later. Number one, what do I do daily that feels as easy as breathing? Number two, where in my body do I feel the most energy, the most flow? Number three, what form of self-expression brings me joy and a sense of wholeness? And finally, number four, who in my family or those who came before me shared similar talents? Let me know if these questions supported your desire to move towards that inner vision that you have of making a big impact in the world. I've also started a monthly journaling ritual series. Check out my last video where I support you in regaining your clarity and sense of stability at the middle of each month. Don't miss it. Subscribe to my channel and join me in February's journaling ritual. Realign with your big dreams, stay on top of your intentions, which will help you take the next right actions. You're listening to the Prana and Poetry Pod, and my name is Bayul. Rise up, warrior.